A storm is coming. Are you ready for it? Because of modern technology, satellite images, and Doppler radar, we can know when a storm is coming. I don't have to watch any of that though, because my mom will let me know. I can't even count how many times my mom has sent me a text asking me if I was watching the weather. She loves the Weather Channel and loves knowing when a storm is on its way, so she can be prepared and be sure we are all prepared. During hurricane season, we are able to see these amazing images of storm systems developing and gaining strength and growing into these massive, deadly storms that can cause catastrophic destruction. We watch hour by hour where the storm is, how strong it is, how big it is, and when and where it will make landfall. Those in the path of the storm must prepare. Windows are boarded up, and in some areas, people evacuate. A deadly hurricane recently blew across the U.S., and even though we are more inland, we had to prepare for high winds, rain, possible tornadoes, and flooding. When a storm is coming, there is an eerie calm in the air. You know when it will hit, so you wait for it, watch, and pray. I got a picture of my dad as the storm was headed their way. He was sitting on his back porch in his rocking chair, coffee in hand, of course, looking up at the sky. I love that picture. My dad isn't stressed out. He's just waiting and watching. I know my dad has peace no matter what storm comes his way. He may not know the outcome, but he never stops trusting God and looking up. Isn't that how God wants us to be? Ready for the storm, as prepared as we can be, but then in a posture of peace, waiting, and watching, trusting God is in control. No other human can relate to the storm experience Noah had, which was recorded in Genesis. To begin with, he was 600 years old. People lived a lot longer back then. I would consider the ripe old age of 600 being retirement age, but God had a big job for Noah. He was the only man for the job because he was faithful to God when the rest of mankind was not. God wanted Noah to build an ark. Noah couldn't comprehend the storm to come, but God gave him very specific instructions on how to prepare, and he obeyed. It took him an entire year to build the ark. Then God told Noah this, Genesis 7:4. 7 days from now, I will send rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights, and I will wipe from the face of the earth every living creature I have made. And Noah did all that the Lord commanded him. 7 days away. It's coming. Total devastation. A storm with a purpose, revealing both the judgment of God on the evil hearts of man, as well as the amazing grace and promise of God to rescue, restore, and redeem. I imagine, maybe like my dad waited and watched for the storm on his back porch, there were many days Noah waited and watched for the storm to come. Even though he couldn't see beyond each day, he was faithful and trusted God's plan. I want to trust God like that when I know a storm is on the way, or if it's completely unexpected. I want to live my life faithful and obedient to God's plan through it. I want to be patient in the waiting and the unknown that's ahead with my eyes always looking up. That's what this faith thing is all about. Believing in the one who writes the story and having peace no matter the assignment that may come in any season of life and no matter the storm. That's the truth. Whatever is on the horizon, look up, wait patiently on the Lord, and let Him carry you through. I'm Lori Klein.